If you've been out on the roads this holiday weekend, you might notice that it's getting harder and harder to find a toll booth with a human being actually collecting tolls. Toll plazas all over the country are going automatic. But just at the top of the Florida Keys, there's a toll booth where you'll always find people inside, at least for now. Jenny Luna was with the Miami Herald when she reported this story for Here and Now contributor WLRN in Miami.
If you're on your way to Key Largo in the Florida Keys, you can take US 1 or you can take Card Sound Road, a much longer, much quieter drive. Right where the road crosses Little Card Sound, you'll find the Card Sound Bridge, where drivers are greeted by a toll attendant waiting to take a dollar and say hello.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
You do the same.
John Struckman works the tolls. Some days are busier than others, like the peak days for lobster fishing in late July.
$1.
On a busy day, Struckman collects as much as $1,000 in tolls.
Yeah, so sometimes it's actually a little bit boring in between cars and stuff, but then I got my partner Bill here that I can pick on him on occasion.
Struckman shares the tiny toll booth with Bill Nemec. The toll booth's about 9 square feet, barely bigger than a standard office elevator. Nemec collects cash from the drivers leaving the mainland, and Struckman greets drivers coming from the Keys.
You get to see him for a few seconds every day.
Most commuters driving through live or work at Ocean Reef Club, the wealthy community just over the bridge.
I have a friend on the road with me.
Marianne Bigger is a property manager at Ocean Reef. She's been driving through this toll booth every morning and every night since she moved from the Keys to Homestead in 1988.
We know so much about each other, having had these 10 and 20 second snippets of conversation.
She knows that Bill loves bass fishing, that Johnny lives on a sailboat, and that another toll taker she calls Cowboy has a new grandchild.
It's turned into the whole history of the person that's standing there at the bridge toll. I know a lot of happy things that have occurred in their life, and I know some real tragedies.
Toll booth workers know they're a dying breed, and John Struckman can see down the road. His employer, Monroe County, has hired engineers to look into automating the toll booth.
When this job goes away, my alternative would be maybe a Walmart greeter, which I'm not really looking forward to.
Folk singer Lori Jennings Udan wrote a song about the toll booth.
Driving down Card Sound Road, she's humming an old Beatles tune. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Makes her think of him.
Jennings Udan lives in Homestead and goes to the toll booth whenever she's working at Ocean Reef. Her song's about a girl who falls in love with a toll collector.
I created they were fictional characters. I know the guys seem to think that I wrote it about each one of them, but that's not true.
But the song's about more than romance. Jennings doesn't care if an electronic toll booth will make traffic move more quickly across the bridge.
I will miss that sense of connection. That sense that, you know, you're not alone in this world, that other people are out there that want to share their life with you and you want to share your life with them, even if it's only in that little passing moment of the exchange of a dollar bill. And that's going to be gone.
Monroe County authorities say there's about 2 years left before the Card Sound toll booth goes automated. All 9 employees will be offered other jobs at the county. But a few say they'll just retire. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Luna.